This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The U.S. government is considering all options to press Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi to end a brutal crackdown on protesters. The U.S. and the United Nations have condemned the bloodshed, but have had a hard time backing up words with action. That's in part because so many Americans and other foreign nationals are still trapped inside Libya, and priority number one is getting them out. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
At the White House today, President Obama warned Libya the world is watching.
The suffering and bloodshed is outrageous, and it is unacceptable. So are threats and orders to shoot peaceful protesters and further punish the people of Libya. These actions violate international norms and every standard of common decency.
He's sending Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to Geneva, home of the UN Human Rights Council, to talk about next steps. She told reporters earlier in the day at the State Department that all options are on the table.
We will look at all the possible options to try to bring an end to the violence, to try to influence the government.
But State Department spokesman PJ Crowley seemed to rule out one possibility, a no-fly zone to prevent Libyan planes and helicopters from attacking civilians.
That is a very difficult thing to actually perform.
The administration says the first priority is to help stranded Americans. Non-essential diplomats and families of embassy workers were ordered out on Monday, but it took until today to get 35 of them on a ferry, along with other Americans and foreign nationals. Crowley says the ferry was delayed in part because Libyan authorities had to stamp the passports of everyone leaving. He says the U.S. has also had trouble getting charter flights to Libya.
We have not yet received permission to land charter aircraft in Libya. But like I say, today the system is creaking along.
In London, British Foreign Secretary William Hague says he wouldn't rule out the possibility of sending in military flights without permission to Libya to evacuate British nationals, though he said that would be riskier for everyone. His government has been sending charters to Tripoli, but he expressed deep concern about British oil sector workers who live in the Libyan desert.
These camps are remote, they're isolated, they are scattered over a large distance. They're dependent for food or water on supplies from Libyan cities that have been severely disrupted by the violence and unrest, and some we know have been subjected to attacks and to looting. They are in a perilous and frightening situation.
The British Foreign Secretary says he's working with other countries that have citizens out in the Libyan desert, and everyone realizes that the situation is more complex than it was in Tunisia or Egypt.
In those countries, there were large protests, but chiefly in the urban areas. In Libya, what is happening is civil strife, a country split geographically in two, split between government and people, and with a widespread breakdown of law and order.
Egyptians and Tunisians have been pouring out of Libya over land, while Chinese workers fled by land, sea, and air. Turkey's foreign minister says his country is carrying out its biggest evacuation ever. Brazil's foreign minister, Antonio Patriotta, who was at the State Department today, says he's encouraged by his country's evacuation efforts.
It is a positive feature within a very complex, problematic situation that so far we have not witnessed violence against foreigners in Libya.
Brazilians who are there have been working on infrastructure projects, he says, including expanding the airport in Tripoli. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.